We're back with episode 72 of the Guardian Project podcast. I'm your host, Andy, and this week I watched a scary movie and then had my husband check the entire house for murderers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, sometimes you got to do that. You never know.
It could be in the bathroom downstairs, in the shower.
That's your husband's bathroom. So
yeah, I
You think he's harboring a murderer in that bathroom?
Yes.
Just to scare you, not to murder you. Of course. Of course.
He's just going to pop out when I go to do laundry.
And I'm your other host, Mike Coyle. And so it's almost Halloween and Commander Legends spoiler started. So my question to all you listeners out there, can these cards make your commander decks?
Please listen carefully.
And this is the podcast where we talk about all things Magic the Gathering.
But mostly Commander.
And this is going to be our Halloween episode.
Spooky.
Or just flavorful.
Maybe it's going to be the sweetest episode we've ever had.
It could be. So this past week, I played some CEDH.
You did. Can you believe that? I'm so proud of you.
I know. So I got invited to play with Mental Misplay. And so on their channel, they do play CEDH, right? Mm-hmm. And so they were like, let's play with let's start with the highest power decks and then we'll work our way down. So I had tweeted out, come watch me learn CEDH live, because I don't follow it really. I'll be honest. I know Kess is like the best deck, and I know a lot of Kess, and you've got like the first sliver, and there's a lot of stuff up there.
Yeah. Now that Flash is banned, there's a lot of really good tier one competitiveness.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I was following a lot of these decks. I mean, there's Timnat and Thrassia. I mean, I was like, all right, here we go. With Lysolde or the Blood Witch.
That's right. You brought Rakdos to a gunfight.
It was fine though, because I almost won twice. Mm-hmm. So that was really cool. So I got to play some CEDH. And I would like to do it again. So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, it should be fun. We have to give a big shout out to one of our listeners, Mr. Big Bents, for guiding through all of our YouTube video episodes and telling us about the episodes that just didn't get uploaded or got taken down or something like that. So we're still missing episode 53 and 60 at the time of recording of this. So we're going to try to get those uploaded as soon as possible. So if you were a non-vocal watcher of our YouTube videos and you were like, where are these two episodes? They're coming.
I also finished this last week, my first week of the boxing league that I'm in. Yeah. So I opened Dominaria. I did open Muldrotha. So mm-hmm. that was really cool. Mm-hmm. I found out that Scoot Swarm is really good when you're not playing removal.
I can imagine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There might have been a swarm
of scoots
that came at me.
Scoot, scoot.
Scoot, scoot. So that was really fun. I did not expect the game to go as fast as it did. We truly, when we sat down to record, we said, all right, well, this is probably going to be like a 2.5 hour game, and then we're going to open up packs, and it's probably going to be like a 3 hour program, you know, mm-hmm. because that's how it feels like when you're in limited, right? When you're playing with cards that aren't, you're not constructed there. Sure. So it did not take, I think the game was an hour and 10 minutes or an hour and 20. And then we opened packs after that. So I opened Eldritch Moon.
Ooh.
Yeah, packs. I did not get any like rares or mythics that really worked. I mean, I guess I got one, but there were a lot of spicy things I saw opened across the table. Mm-hmm. So I worry for my next week. I do worry. So I'm excited. So those videos are going to be up on YouTube soon. It's going to be either a 5 or 6 part series. I think we announced it as 6, but we know Commander Legends is coming out and some people want, it's going to be the hot new stuff.
For
so
sure,
we may
sure.
not go a full 6. So check for those on YouTube. I think those are going to, I think we're going to release those on Tuesdays or okay. Wednesdays. Cause we don't probably Tuesday. Cause the podcast releases on Wednesday nights and then we release our gameplay on Sundays.
Right. Okay. Look forward to those. I didn't even get to watch those. Those are not live streamed. Those are just recorded.
They are just recorded, not live streamed. They are not edited though. So we're thinking about just potentially doing them as live streamed. It was just, it was knowing that there's a lot of cards that we don't play with often. Mm-hmm. We weren't sure how distracting it would be to try to read cards and figure out what everyone's playing, because there's a lot of commons and uncommons you're playing with that aren't seen in Commander very often.
Right, right. Yeah, look forward to it.
Yeah.
So we also want to give a shout out to two of our new patrons, Dan Krause and Draco Lucian. Thank you very much for your patronage, and we look forward to returning the patron favors that we promise you as patrons of the podcast.
They have been delivered.
Delivered.
I believe they have been delivered, and then any tokens and stuff they're going to get mailed out. Obviously, will get mailed out after. And if you want to become a patron, you can support our show at patreon.com/guardianprojectpod. At the end of the month, we'll be doing another patron giveaway of packs that we've opened on the show or have had donated to the show. So we're also going to do a non-patron giveaway. We'll likely do that through social media of some sort. So watch for that at the end of the month.
Yeah, and if you're looking for another way to support the podcast, we have a TCG Player affiliate link located in the show notes below. So if you're looking to pick up any singles or sealed product from TCG Player, if you could follow that link, that would be greatly appreciated. But an even easier way, whenever you are listening to the podcast on now, if you could subscribe, follow, leave a comment, a like, a thumbs up. I don't know any other way you can do it, but you should do it. And we're looking for feedback. So any constructive feedback, we'd love to hear it.
Yeah. So, Coyle, what are we talking about this week?
This week we have one big topic. And like I prefaced before, it's the sweetest topic we've ever talked about. In honor of Halloween, we took a list of from countryliving.com of the top. Well, it was top 20, but we're only going to talk about the top 15.
I think it was actually top 30.
Okay, it was top 30. We're only going to look at 15. The top 15 candies voted on by the public of countryliving.com.
The public of countryliving.com.
And we are going to compare these candies to commanders or commander decks that we see fitting.
That we think fit this top list.
That's right.
I'm really excited. So let's get to it.
Woo.
Okay. So there are a couple of honorable mentions that we want to talk about first, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So there are a couple that did not make the list, our top 15. So number 20 is Starburst.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then 19 is Baby Ruth.
Yep.
18 is Tootsie Pops. Bleh.
Tootsie Rolls.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Tootsie Pops didn't make it. Those are way better, though.
Yeah, agreed.
Pop Rocks. Yeah.
They're very novelty.
Yeah. And then Twizzlers.
Yeah. I'm kind of glad they're there. I didn't want to talk about Twizzlers.
You didn't want to talk about Twizzlers? Okay, but Twizzlers or Red Vine?
Twizzlers. Can I choose neither?
Are you not a fan of licorice?
No, not like any kind.
Do you like the flavor of black licorice?
Absolutely not.
Oh.
No, I like chocolate. I like chocolate. Just chocolate.
So can what do you like? Chocolate? Is it chocolate?
Chocolate. What are they selling? They're selling chocolates.
So we'll start then with number 15. Why don't you tell us what number 15 is?
So number 15 on the list is... Three Musketeers. So it is whipped nougat covered in chocolate. And it used to be like, I always refer to it as like marshmallow, like it's fluffy on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
And so the commander deck that I compared this to was theme decks. So theme decks are definitely not the worst candy bar. So Three Musketeers, definitely not the worst candy bar in the bunch. Definitely not the worst deck in the bunch. It's always somebody's favorite, but there's always just added fluff. There's always fluff in the decks.
So I don't even like Three Musketeers.
Oh my God. How dare you? You, those are my favorite.
Those are your favorite?
Producer like Ryan is chatting with us this week.
I like it a lot. It's, you know, it's just down the middle. There's nothing's overpowering. It's just kind of perfect.
When we get higher up the list, there's one that's definitely similar, but way better.
Yeah. But remember what I said. It's always someone's favorite. I said that before I even knew. Am I right?
It is. Okay. So the deck.
You're absolutely right.
The deck I chose. Mm-hmm, this is my representation of Three Musketeers is Send Triplets because there's three of them.
Oh, well, that makes total sense.
But I was like, is it Send Triplets? Is it Tristani? Because Tristani, there's three of them represent. Yeah, I was like, no, it's Send Triplets simply because there's the number three in this candy.
And Ryan would want to steal all of them.
Ryan can steal all of them.
Right. So very on flavor.
From your hand.
To send triplets.
For send triplets.
Man, this whole list is going to be on flavor is really what it's going to be.
All right. Number 14. Okay. I think number 14 should be way higher on the list.
I disagree very, very highly.
Wow. Wow. So, wow. This is how this episode is going to go.
Yeah.
Number 14 is caramel apple pops. Mm-hmm. So it's they're like an apple Jolly Rancher
mm-hmm.
covered in caramel.
Well, I think it's like caramel and the thing is like mixed in with each other, right?
No, I mean not really. The caramel's on the outside.
Really?
Yeah, and then once you're finished with the caramel, it's just the good sucker. The caramel is really sweet, but the sour apple flavor is really good. I mean, Ryan, opinion on caramel apple pops.
You're telling me this made it on the list, but Starburst didn't make this?
Yeah, that's what we're telling you.
It's
incredible.
It's six higher than Starburst.
That's incredible.
See, I feel like these are always located at the dollar store sitting in the window and they melted to the point where they're no longer caramel on top and green apple in the middle.
Of the Halloween bag that I don't eat.
Correct.
Like, really?
And you donate it to UNICEF or your dentist's office who gives you money for candy.
That's a thing?
They did that for me, actually. Not just for me, but for like everyone that went to my dentist.
They actually only did that for Coyle.
I went to a children's dentist because I had problems. Not teeth problems. I had problems with, I have a bad gag reflex.
You're
right?
A problem child. Okay, so for caramel apple pops, this to me, so once the caramel's gone, you have a completely different candy.
Sure.
And so to me, This is perfect, a perfect representation of Prime Speaker Vanifar.
Okay.
Who completely changes one creature into another.
Oh, okay. Okay. I like that. I went a very different route.
Okay.
So again, you have to come from my frame of reference where I was thinking that these were apple on the outside, caramel on the inside.
Oh, so completely opposite.
Completely opposite of what they apparently actually are. So I said that this was like a Loro. And then it starts off sour, but everyone kind of teams up and it becomes not a problem. And then you get caramel in the middle. But then someone licks it into a shank and they stab you with a fat Aetherflux reservoir at 52 life. You know who you are.
That is, that's not quite what caramel apple pop is, though.
No, but a lollipop that you can just like...
shank someone
you
with?
You can. Like candy canes you can do it with, too.
Candy canes can get very dangerous.
Yeah. Danger is candy.
But candy canes are not a Halloween candy, and I also don't like peppermint flavored candy.
York mint patties can get me sometimes. Junior mints can get me sometimes. Everything else, I agree with you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's gotta be dark chocolate.
You can do like peppermint mocha, like coffee, but like
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. I could do it. I could stomach it. Peppermint's supposed to be good for your stomach, I guess.
I think it is.
Yeah. So the next candy on our list. Number 13 is a Heath bar. So a Heath bar, toffee, almonds, and milk chocolate. I didn't know that.
You didn't know that it was toffee?
No, I didn't know. I didn't really know what a Heath bar was. I know Heath bars exist. I don't eat them.
I really like Heath bars, but I mostly have them on like ice cream.
Okay.
Like, because you can break up Heath bar and put that in ice cream. But I don't know if I've ever just eaten or purchased a Heath bar.
Hmm.
Never in my life have I eaten one or purchased one. I wouldn't purchase one.
You wouldn't? No. Are you not a fan of toffee, though?
I didn't know what was in it. It's just the packaging just read to me like something I wouldn't enjoy.
So this is very fitting, I think, to the... And again, this is more of a style of Commander deck that I put. So a Heath bar to me is that one card from Legends that the older generation of Magic the Gathering all just expect everyone to know, but none of the younger generation of players has even heard of it. But it's okay. You know, there's probably better versions of the card, like virtually the same card, but just a better version of it. But you let them have their Heath bar.
So there aren't a ton of old people candy on here, but we kind of went the same way. This is the oldest old person candy on here, in my opinion.
Other than like a Werther's or something.
Werther's clearly did not make this list. Neither did those wrapped candies in the strawberry wrapper.
Yes.
Those are disgusting.
Not good. That's for sure. I don't know. Was it strawberry or watermelon? Was it strawberry?
No, those were strawberries.
I never ate them.
Well, don't. You're perfect. You didn't miss out. Those are like those lemon drops that are sweet and not sour.
It's,
who wants that?
Is that lemony to you? No.
Not really. It's like a Fresca, but in a candy, and someone didn't know what lemon tasted like.
People.
So old person candy bar here. In my opinion, the only thing that I could see representing this is Nikki of the old ways.
No, that's very
fair. She's not going to go on board. She's not on board with this newfangled candy. She doesn't want any of that.
No. Nope.
She wants a Heath bar.
Just give me my Heath bar.
It's got almonds. It's a little, you know, a little crispy here, mm-hmm. a little toffee there.
Maybe it gets caught in your teeth, but it's okay because you're at that point in your life where you can just take your teeth out and clean them.
I don't think it would be suggested to eat a Heath bar if you have dentures. I would also not suggest you eat a Heath bar if
you might be at that age where you're just not listening to anybody.
But anyways. I don't think you can chew that though. Heath bars, toffee's hard.
True.
Yeah.
Like peanut brittle. Also old people stuff.
Peanut brittle can be really good.
There's some good peanut brittle.
There's some good peanut brittle.
I'm not saying old people don't have good taste sometimes.
It's true. So number 12 on our list here. This is probably one of my favorite candies of all time.
Okay.
Is Reese's, and I am going to call them Reese's Pieces and not Pieces.
Okay.
I've always called them Reese's Pieces. I am in the Pieces camp.
Pieces is the PC thing to do. Nowadays.
I really like these. They're the peanut butter. They're like the peanut butter version of M&Ms.
Even though there are peanut butter version of M&Ms.
There are. So different company though. Mm-hmm. So funny story. So this one to relate to magic, mm-hmm. I need you to walk with me.
I'm walking.
Okay, you're walking. Mm-hmm. Okay, so when I think of Reese's Pieces, or Pieces, fine. I'll try and do my best.
Whichever you prefer.
I only think of the movie E.T. because that's where they got their original promotion.
Oh, I had no idea.
Yeah, yeah. So originally, they had reached out to Mars. Mm-hmm. To get M&Ms.
Okay.
And then they wouldn't give them the full script, and M&Ms, they were like, no, we need to see what you're doing. And they're like, we can't give you your script.
In case it was like anti-chocolatiers in the movie or something.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. They're gonna phone those chocolatiers home.
Bye bye.
Yeah. So they would not give them that option. So they reached out to Hershey's and said, can we get Hershey Kisses? Mm-hmm. And Hershey's was like, we would love to do a movie, but we really don't want to promote that. We have a new candy mm-hmm. that was coming out, which is Reese's Pieces. And so they said, we'd like you to do that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So they allowed that to go into the movie, and they were a huge success. And so the Reese's Pieces are going to be very busy now, right? There's a lot of them.
There's a lot going
on. There's a lot of Reese's Pieces.
Sure.
So we're going to go with token decks.
Okay.
And there's a lot of tokens happening. Mm-hmm. So whatever token deck you're playing, that's Reese's Pieces.
I mean,
because they're delicious and they're fun to play, and there's so many of them.
As long as you're not playing with too expensive of a deck too. I mean, just like using Reese's Pieces as your +1/+1 counters or something on your cards. I mean, it could be a fun thing.
I saw somebody representing +1/+1 counters with candy the other day. Mm-hmm. And we'll get to that.
Oh.
Further up this list.
Okay.
But I would definitely play with Reese's Pieces, but my creatures would become increasingly weaker as the game goes on.
Right.
Because I'd be eating them.
Right.
Because I love
these. You won't be following game mechanics. You'll be following eating mechanics instead.
Yeah, it is actually food, and I'm sacrificing the power and toughness to my mouth.
Right. Do you gain 3 life when you do that?
No, I gained 3 pounds.
Oh, nice. So I went and took this in a different route. And I always like the fun fact that, you know, people might not realize that Reese's is a possessive word, as in it belongs to Reese. So these pieces are Reese's.
Are Reese's.
Right. So I went with my comparison as Empress Galena, who you could pay a blue and tap her to steal a legendary creature from another player.
You're taking someone else's piece?
Yeah, so they are now Galena's pieces. So that's how I went with Reese's Pieces.
Okay, opinions on Reese's Pieces?
Big fan. Normally go out for them, but when you get them, wow, what a treat.
I feel like I go to the movie theater, and if I ever get candy, I always get popcorn at the movie theater, mm-hmm. but if I were to get candy, it would be Reese's Pieces.
I don't prefer the candy coating, but it does make it so that it's like a portable candy. It doesn't melt in your pocket.
Does the candy coating matter?
Texture is a big thing to me, actually. It's why I don't like nuts in my candy.
Oh.
And I will bring that up on multiple instances. I did not know in this
that.
List.
So, well, no, I didn't know that that candy coating, which is so minimal, affected somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really like that little crunch. I'd rather chew it like two or three times.
I'd rather it just be covered in normal chocolate. Dude,
would well, you rather
like the mini the mini M&Ms are so good.
Yeah.
The texture of those, just like it's all like candy coating.
Well, those are different because that's what it's supposed that's what the whole candy is supposed to be, kind of deal. We'll bring that up later too.
M&Ms. M&Ms are yeah.
All right. So the next candy that we have on this list is one that's very near and dear to my mom's heart, but not mine. I hate them. So
I love this.
These are Almond Joys. Not Mounds.
Not Mounds, because those are dark chocolate. Almond Joys are the milk chocolate, but they're the same candy, different flavor of chocolate. Like,
well, and one of them has almonds and the other one doesn't. Almond Joys has nuts. Mounds don't. It's literally their tagline.
Oh, well, I like them both. I love coconut.
They both have coconut, which makes me not like
them. Yeah, Coyle doesn't like coconut. Okay, Ryan's shaking his head. Yes.
These big fan.
Big fan. These are delicious.
Mm-hmm. That's probably number two for me.
Number two? Like that's way up there.
That's way up there. Yep.
I'm curious to know what your number one is, because I'm sure I guarantee you it's on this list.
But see, so I think my commander description for this, I think equally I don't like it and you will like it, because Almond Joys to me are Grand Arbiter Augustine IV, because it contains coconut and almonds, two of my least favorite things. And Grand Augustine is all about taxes and counterspells, which are also two of my least favorite things in magic.
Oh, well, that is not how I went with this. I went with them. So you've got two options, right? So you've got an Almond Joy and a Mound. They're similar. There's some minor differences here, but for the most part, they contain the thing you don't like, which is coconut.
I know, also almonds.
So you don't like almonds either?
I don't like nuts
at all
in my chocolate.
He said
okay, but if you don't have them in chocolate, you just don't want them in candy. You would eat them without.
Yeah, as long as like, I just don't like the mixture of the textures. I don't. Like
what if you have those almonds that are like covered in the chocolate powder? They're like the diamond, they're like flavored almonds.
Yeah, it would be a flavored almond then, and that's fine.
Well, that's fine.
I'm cool with that.
Interesting. So for me, this deck is represented, or this candy is led by Archangel Avacyn.
Ah.
So you've got your Almond Joy on the front side.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can flip over to the Mounds if you really wanted to on the dangerous side.
Interesting.
You're gonna be a little red. You're gonna deal 3 damage to each other creature and each opponent because she's dark.
Interesting. See, if I were to include Avacyn on this list, I think Milk Duds would have to be on it because they're indestructible.
Yeah, and Milk Duds are disgusting. So I would actually not play that deck. Those are like way down on the list.
If you want your teeth pulled, Milk Duds are perfect.
I don't know. Milk Duds are just like a crunchy center.
What?
Milk Duds aren't, they're not like toffee. What's inside
it's
of it?
It's caramel.
No.
Yeah. It's chocolate covered caramel. It's a Milk Dud, but it's the caramel that was like left at the bottom of the vat.
I'm sorry. I'm thinking Whoppers. Oh, those are way at the bottom.
Love Whoppers.
I do not enjoy Whoppers.
Oh, you guys are like opposite ends of the candy
for real.
Spectrum.
For real. I mean, Easter time when they bring out all those egg Whoppers too, and they come in a carton and I can just like dump it in my mouth.
Egg Whoppers?
Yeah, they look like eggs.
I'm with Whoppers. Andy. Though on most of these, you're wrong.
No, I'm not.
These are terrible.
Not wrong.
Some of these candies are just not my favorite. So yeah, Archangel Avacyn, because we've got a good side and a dark side, and she's full of fluff too, because there isn't like a specific strategy, I don't think, for an Archangel Avacyn deck. You could play with some angels. You could gain some life. It's flying and vigilance. I mean, you're beaten in there, I'm sure, somewhere. So
board wipe on a stick.
She only does 3, though, is the problem.
Mm.
You know, and it has to be when a non-angel creature you control dies.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So you can't have a full board wipe because then she doesn't die. However, when she enters, she does gain indestructible. So you could play her and then board wipe if you wanted to.
Play her, sacrifice one of your creatures. You could do like red-white aristocrats. Red-white 4 toughness tribal you could do.
Or you could just flash her in, I guess, when someone plays board wipe because she has indestructible the turn she comes in.
Very true.
Yes. The next candy on the list is, so this is number 10.
Mm-hmm.
This is M&M's.
Yes.
M&Ms. They are...
They have M's on them.
Probably the most boring piece of chocolate, aside from the one that's coming up after this. M&Ms, they melt in your mouth, not in your hand.
That is their slogan, yes.
That is that. And they come in many different colors, but they all taste the same, just like Atraxa.
Ah, interesting. Interesting.
You can build that in a bunch of different flavors, but they all...
They're all centered around a 4-4 flying vigilance, lifelink, death touch monster.
Tasting the same. You got counters on planeswalkers. You've got counters on level up creatures. You've got counters on regular creatures. You've got counters on artifacts. You've got counters.
It's counters. Mm-hmm. Counters, counters. Mm-hmm. But they're all counters.
And you have four colors, so you're playing only the best of random colors that you have in there.
That's right. Sans green.
Sans green.
Which is Witch Maw, and that's the only one I remember.
Interesting.
But
so that is how I view M&Ms. I think that's probably one of my most controversial ones here.
I mean, I think the more controversial side of that is the Atraxa statement and not the M&M statement. I think the M&M statement is like pretty fair. Like, yeah, it's chocolate.
Oh yeah, that's what I say. Not the M&M statement here. I'm pretty sure it's the commander statement here.
Well, allow me to try to make an equally combative statement. Ooh. And say M&Ms to me are slivers decks. In that they're really only exciting when there's just mass quantities of them, when four different people are all playing slivers at the same time, since slivers affect the board and not the entire game and not just your own board state.
So I'm picturing four players all playing slivers and now picturing four people just mowing down on a bowl of M&Ms. Is that
or you get like, it's more exciting the more M&Ms are, so that sometimes you get those tubes of mini M&Ms and then you could just like put 100 of them in your mouth all at the same time.
Okay, best kind of M&M though, for real. Do we have, okay, we got, there's caramel. I really like the ones that have the Rice Krispies in them. And I also like the ones with the pretzels in them.
Pretzel, 100%.
Pretzel.
Pretzel, 100%.
Right?
I've not been adventurous with my M&Ms. I've just found out about all these other options.
Like seconds ago?
Peanut.
You were today years old.
No, I watched a video where a guy ate all the different kinds of M&Ms.
And was it Proto Z?
That was him.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet.
It was solid.
Yeah.
He enjoyed it.
I'm glad he found something he enjoyed instead of eating every single Hot Pocket that existed, because that was a very painful episode
to watch.
That's
unfortunate.
Yeah.
So M&Ms, though, I think plain M&Ms, not going to do it for me, but you get that little crispy, that little... there's mint. I don't mind the mint ones that come out around Christmas. I don't mind that. That fake mint flavor. I really don't mind that.
There was a coffee and a hazelnut one. I don't know if they're still continued. Those were pretty good, too.
I don't like hazelnut flavor. I just don't like hazelnut flavor, but I do like coffee flavored things.
Mm-hmm.
So I would,
there's an M&M out there for you.
And if you graduate, you can get your school logo on it. If you get married, you can get your initials on it. So you can get it to say anything you want, and Atraxa is still the same as M&M.
It's still an M&M. All right, next on the list, number 9 on the list. We're getting up there. We hit top 10 with M&Ms, but Hershey bar breaking the top 10. Hershey bar. I said it. Hershey's bar. Hershey's bar. Bar belongs to Hershey's.
Yeah. So tell me about your opinion of this bar of Hershey.
I mean, it's chocolate. It's not anything to write home about, but when you're digging through your candy bag and it's like you pull out two things and you have a Hershey bar or a Heath bar, it's like, eh.
I'm gonna eat the Heath bar.
I'm gonna go with a Hershey. I don't need all this extra stuff. I just want a piece of chocolate. It's, again, not the highest quality, but
it's, I mean, there's wax in it. They literally add wax to it so that it doesn't melt.
Correct.
It's awful.
They put plastic in McDonald's milkshakes to make them thicker.
Do they really?
Yes.
I didn't know that. I don't eat McDonald's milkshakes, though.
So. Ooh, that's because no one can, because the milkshake machine's always broken.
Yeah, so I don't like Hershey bars. Mm. However, they're pretty popular. If you're going to make a s'more, this is usually the go-to that you buy, because they cost $1 for like 20 bars, because you're buying... mostly not chocolate, in my opinion.
It's mostly chocolate.
I know, but it feels like not. The texture never actually melts. There's always something solid about this. Yeah. Unless you're specifically melting it. But if you're putting it on a s'more, it's not going to do it for me.
I mean, there's a whole park for Hershey's, though. It's a pretty great amusement park, by the way.
Is it?
Yes.
I've never been to Hirschburg. I would.
Right next to a really good water park, Dorney Park.
I'd rather go to like Dove Park or.
Where it's just love everywhere. It's Dove Park is literally just a series of 30 different tunnels of love.
Dove Park.
Yeah.
No, I want to go to the dark chocolate Dove Park and the raspberry chocolate Dove Park. There shouldn't be a park for each flavor.
No, there.
But there is now.
It's like Disney World where they just have like a few different parks, but it's all Disney World, so it's all Dove World. But then you have the different flavors of the different parks.
Yeah. All right. So today, kids, we're going to Raspberry Dove, which you can't really find them anymore. Filled with raspberry.
To go to the park.
So Hershey chocolate, not my favorite. But it kind of is like, you know, it fits. Mm-hmm. It does the trick, right? So in my opinion, this is like a card that can kind of go anywhere and it does its thing when it's there. And that would be Ulamog, the Ceaseless Hunger. It fits. It can be its own deck. It can fit into a deck.
You compared it to a monster.
It is a monstrosity, in my opinion. So Ulamog, the Ceaseless Hunger, it does its thing. Some people really enjoy it, and it really can, I guess, improve a deck that might be lacking something if you have a copy of Ulamog, the Ceaseless Hunger.
Mm-hmm.
And based on our conversation, apparently it can hold on its own as a treat someone would eat from their Halloween bag.
It can just get there for you, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's my Hershey bar is Ulamog.
So I made the comparison of Hershey bars to budget brews.
So
it's a very affordable candy bar.
Absolutely.
Does the trick. And, you know, some people will just keep going back to it over and over again. They don't need the special dark Dove chocolate or anything. They can just have their Hershey bar.
Waxy deliciousness.
Go to town. And, you know, sometimes they think it's the best candy bar on the planet. And that's why it's number nine.
That's why it's number nine. You're right. I actually really like both of these. So number eight, big fan. And I guess I didn't realize it was the flavor that it was. And I don't know why I didn't realize that. So number eight is the Butterfinger. Mm-hmm. So it's like it's a crispy peanut butter flavored candy that's covered in milk chocolate. And it's like really flaky. Mm-hmm. And like if you bite into it, you get crumbs all over, but it's really good. And like it, like this is one of those that really packs into your teeth. So like when you eat it, like your teeth are all the same exact level.
It makes me angry thinking about it.
I do not like that feeling. I'll be honest. Mm-hmm. And it takes a long time for that to melt.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, this is, you know, playing off of the oops, Butterfingers. I dropped my hand 6 times by wheeling it away, and I made a bunch of crumbs that are still here, and they're locusts.
Interesting.
With the locust god. And now I win because this candy was delicious.
It's really, really funny because of the deck that I picked. I didn't specifically choose the locust god, but you'll understand why I think it's funny. So for Butterfingers, I picked it's that out of nowhere combo deck that looks really innocent on the outside. And you're like, cool, this candy is so good. And it's like, why is it lodged deep in my teeth? I hate it. But then you're good and you're going to go get another Butterfinger anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like if someone drops a Sage of the Falls when they have a locust god out and you're like,
oh,
game two.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So this is exactly, I think we're on the exact same page here.
Yeah.
It's oops. I did something with my deck did it. Mm-hmm. And let's go on.
Interesting.
Ryan, Butterfinger, yay, nay?
Yay.
Does anyone lay fingers on your Butterfingers?
They could. It's not one I'm like, gotta have it. It's again another one. It's like, if it's around, I'm gonna grab one. If not, like my dad always has them in the fridge, and that's the go-to for me. But
Which of these, well, I guess at the end we'll have to figure out. There's a lot of people that their mind changes right when it's like frozen versus not, because the texture is really different. Although a lot of these, when frozen, they're just rocks.
Yeah, I can't do.
They're just complete bricks.
Pretty much anything with caramel in it, I can't really do out of the freezer or anything.
Mm-mm. Nope.
But speaking of caramel, the next candy on our list, number seven, it's an argument between left and right. It's the Twix. So, you know, cookie covered caramel chocolate. Cookie and caramel covered in chocolate. Very simple.
And there's the left factory and the right factory.
There is.
And they're just making the same candy.
Whoa. That's a bold statement you just made there.
I just figured it out from a marketing perspective. I solved your problem. You can condense into one big factory and not have to rent out that land.
Yeah, but
and
then,
ensure two different structures.
But then people who go to the store aren't going to buy a left and a right version of that Twix.
Are they selling left and right versions of Twix? No. I have never purchased a Twix.
Yeah, the packages actually say left and right on them so that you can compare them and then go vote on what's better, left or right.
Are you serious?
Right I'm now? Dead serious. It's a great marketing campaign.
I did not, as a marketer, it's not a candy I like, so I guess I didn't even realize it. But I knew it by the commercial, because the commercial has left and right.
Man, I love these candy. That's why. Okay, so the deck that I'm comparing this to, again, it's more of a theme. It's like a good tribal deck. It's got stuff for everybody. It's got cookie, caramel, and chocolate. Three ingredients, real easy to build. You're just throwing a bunch of tribal stuff all on a deck. It's not super special, but some people could eat it for the rest of their life and be really, really happy about it.
So I'm still stuck on this left and right. And I did have to look it up. And it did say the left factory cascades their caramel while the right factory does not. It flows the caramel.
Correct. It's very different. You should try a left versus a right sometime.
So this to me is, you know, you get two Twix in a package.
You do.
So you get a Will and a Rowan Kenrith.
Oh, okay.
You know, they come as a package. Mm-hmm. Brother and sister, left and right.
Together forever.
Yeah. So they went and found their dad, the elk, in the woods.
That's true.
And they brought him back. But no, I think Twix is really good for a any partner's deck. I think you get two of them. And you got to have two.
No, but they do kind of do the same thing, though. Twixes do.
Yeah, I mean, you could add, I guess, once Commander Legends comes out, we'll see if there's two, because we've seen, obviously, previews have started, mm-hmm. and that's not our topic this week, but there are some uncommon legendary creatures with partner that have come out that don't do a whole lot. I mean, when you compare them with something else, they will likely do something, but maybe you can get a pairing here that do something similar.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen already the mono black planeswalker and Baron Sengir. The mono black planeswalker likes to sacrifice things. Baron Sengir likes when things are sacrificed.
Left Twix, right Twix. I don't know. I think it's just, I'm going to go with total pairing in general, and I don't care what it is. This is my partner's.
Twix is probably like number five on my list.
But they're enjoyable. I mean, Twix are fine. Yeah. I just wouldn't go out of my way to purchase one or two.
There's so many different variations of Reese's out there now that I don't need to buy anything that doesn't say Reese's up front anymore.
I get it. So, okay. And I guess my last question is, right Twix or left Twix?
I usually get a package of both, smash them all together, and make a Twix log. And then just eat all four at the same time.
All four. How many you get individual candies.
Because two Twix come in a left package and two Twix come in a right package.
I also don't think I have ever, I don't know if I've really ever, unless it was from a vending machine, purchased candy at a cash register. I would always do it down the bulk candy aisle in a bag.
Oh, I
get
7-Eleven every once in a while.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think I've bought a candy bar really ever. I always get the fun size, and then I get like a bunch though. Mm-hmm. So I never just get an individual. So I assumed maybe that's why I've never noticed it. So I go down the Twix bag is usually just a bag of individually wrapped Twix.
Yeah.
You know,
there's a third factory that makes the fun size Twix.
Oh
yeah. No, they don't talk about that one much though.
That one doesn't get the advertising because they do most of the bulk work.
They have to do bulk work. I mean, literally it's all bulk.
They might be mixing like the batches for like the cookies though, you know, shipping them off, because it sounds like left and right, the only difference is the way that they put the caramel and the chocolate on.
I don't know if there's sirens going off right now, but there
am
might
I giving
be,
up all their secrets?
There might be Twix personnel at your house when you get home tonight.
Okay, that's fine. You can deliver me Twix. I mean, I won't refuse it.
Oh no, they're just gonna kidnap you.
No. All right, so number six on our list is the good old Kit Kat. Break me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar.
Me likey.
Yeah, I really love Kit Kats. Mm-hmm. They're like a wafer coated in chocolate, and you break them apart, and they come, you can get them with two in it, you can get with like four in it, or you can get the, you know, the Halloween ones are usually like a half of an individual stick, and it's like, well, I could use like 12 more of these now because there's not enough. So for me, this is this is for any deck where it's like, give me a break. I have to play against this. any deck that's really consistent with its win con, like a mono black Sidisi deck that wins off of, you know, give me a break. This is, I need a Kit Kat right now.
I do love that deck, just like I love Kit Kat Virus.
Right, right. So, I mean, it's fine. When it happens, it's cool. But when it becomes just too consistent, it's like, give me a break.
Okay, okay. See, I went this a different way. You know, break me off a piece of that Zedru deck. You know, give me...
You can give it away?
Yeah, give me one of those permanents that you have, Zedru. I'll take that. I'll take that permanent for you.
I'll take that land?
Yeah. You want to give me that land? I'll take that land. Give me that land. Break me off a piece of that land base you got over there.
Yeah, break me off a piece of that island.
Yeah, just don't give me any of the upkeep things after you didn't pay for them.
Nope, you play with Paradox Haste. You give away... Oh, I can't remember. It's been so long since I had a Zedru deck.
Yeah.
Although there's some new stuff that when we talk about some new cards, there is a really new cool card that came out that Zedru really cares about. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. So, I think it's for any deck that kind of goes bonkers. And we went different routes with this, but I like both explanations here too.
We did. So the next candy on our list, number five, top five.
We're in top five now.
Top five. And I bet you can guess how I feel about this next candy bar. Because it's covered in nuts, and this is a payday. So payday's literally just... What?
How is that top five?
Because, that's a good question.
So
we
this
don't
is
know.
countryliving.com, so I assume it's just like people who don't enjoy candy.
I mean, I don't think that's true.
No, this payday does not belong to be here.
I don't think payday belongs in the top 15.
No, payday... I hate paydays.
They're peanut butter and caramel.
And it's just so many peanuts. It's just a ridiculous
amount of
peanuts.
It's the worst part of buying. It's the worst part of buying like the container of mixed nuts. Because it's always like, you ever notice on those, it's like 60% less peanuts. And you're like, how many more could you have put in here?
100% peanuts. And then they stick one cashew on top.
No, they put an almond in it, even worse. Cashew at least would be redeeming.
Cashew outside.
Payday is not fun. However, I do think that the payday, you know, we're gonna go with someone who benefits from payday, which would be, you know, like a guafa, who's going to be your little. He's gonna give you some money to not attack you.
Yeah, he's gonna pay you off because you took payday as bribes.
Yeah, payday, guafa, Hazid, profiteer. He's profiting off the payday.
Okay. I thought maybe you were going to go with like, when you started your description, I thought maybe you were going to go with like a windfall or something.
That's wonderful. Payday. This is payday. It's not good.
I like payday. I like my personal payday.
Oh, I like my personal payday too. I do. That I like.
See, so I compared this to, because of the number of peanuts on a payday, it's just peanuts. It's a whole peanuts and caramel. That's it. It's just peanuts. So I said this was like CEDH bros. It's like, we get it. You like peanuts. All right. You're very peanut. It's just, it tries really hard to be peanuts. So this is the CEDH bro. Competitive peanut bar.
But those are still fun though, aren't they?
As long as you're playing against other paydays. As long as you're comparing your payday to other paydays, sure.
I mean, I was the one who went to a CEDH table with Lysolda, so...
It's true.
Are you saying that I went with a payday?
I'm not. I'm just saying that there's so many peanuts. I don't know if I've mentioned how many peanuts are in a payday. It's mostly peanuts.
Yeah, you're right. And they're like jagged when you bite them, it like slashes into your gums.
Yeah.
It's like a weapon in a wrapper, and they're really rich. Like, it's like filling. Peanuts are super filling. Yeah. And I also don't want to have like hard caramel like that. Not a fan.
I guess, I mean, Brian, you really want to talk about how many peanuts are in a payday.
All that said and done, I do like them quite a bit. Like, I don't think they deserve top five, but I like them.
Do you think they deserve top 15?
No, they shouldn't be there.
It's not a candy. It's like more like a protein bar than it is anything else.
Not a protein.
Peanuts are a lot of protein.
Because I guessed my sixth grade teacher's baby weight when she came back, and she gave me a payday.
You guessed how much her baby weighed. You guessed how much her baby weighed.
Was going to weigh, yeah.
And then she gave you a payday.
She gave me a payday. Should have been a baby Ruth. I get it, but it was a payday.
Baby Ruth, also...
I guess I have fond memories.
Also not making this list, not the top 15.
Doesn't deserve it either, but I do like the payday.
I'm shocked. I'm astonished. I'm sitting here flabbergasted that I'm in the same room of someone who enjoys paydays.
Yeah. I mean,
to each their own, but I'm still going to judge you for liking a payday.
I accept that.
Okay, so here's the next candy. It's one that you might think is a vegetable, but it's not. It's just there.
Does anyone actually think it's a vegetable?
No, it's candy corn, and real corn is like miles ahead of candy corn.
Mm. That's number four?
Yeah.
Candy corn is number four. It's just like it's chewing on something that just disintegrates, and it doesn't taste good.
It's voting. There's like public opinion. People are probably all nostalgia, Halloween candy corn that tastes like candy.
Okay, so there, I know that there's different candy corn flavors.
There are.
At least I've seen, like, there's like the ones that, like, the Thanksgiving color where they're like green and brown and white. I think they're supposed to be like caramel apple flavored. Mm-hmm. There's the candy pumpkins, which that just seems like too much.
It's a lot of candy corn.
That's
it's like three candy corn in one.
Yeah. So I'm not a fan of candy corn at all. I think that candy corn is like what people thought used to be good candy before candy became good.
Okay.
So for me, I think, you know, it's colorful. There's a lot of stuff happening. Mm-hmm. So that's like when people thought that Cro-Mat was a really good five color commander before five color commanders became good.
Yeah.
It's all the colors. Mm-hmm. It has some flashy abilities.
Does a lot of things.
It can destroy a target creature blocking it. It can get flying. You can regenerate it. You can get +1/+1, or you can put it on top of its library if that's what you want to do.
If that's what you want.
That's not great.
No.
At all.
No, it's like five color field of griff.
And it's just there. Mm-hmm. So we thought that candy corn was good at one point, and then candy was good.
Okay.
And now candy corn's not. And so Cro-Mat used to be, wow. And now it's not.
Yeah.
But some people still play it because they just want that. You know,
This is the classic five color.
It's the classic five color. It's
candy corn.
I played five color before. You played five color, you know.
Candy corn, Matt.
Candy corn, Matt.
Yeah. Interesting. I really like Lewis Black, comedian, has a really good stand up on candy corn. How they've never actually made more candy corn since the 80s. They just keep collecting it from the dumpsters and washing it and then reselling it to people. It's great. But my comparison to candy corn is actually Kinaeus and Tiro group hug decks.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, most people don't really like sitting next to group hug, but at the same time, like if you go right after the group hug deck, maybe it's the perfect thing
that's
to be
so
in your pod. It's just like not a lot of people like it. Some people do. It's always there. There always seems to be someone playing a group hug deck when you go to your local game store or something. And you know what though? It makes all the other candy that much better.
You're right. It really does. Mm-hmm. And it enhances the flavor of everything else because everything else is better now.
It's definitely got more flavor. That is for sure.
You enabled it to do more things.
Candy corn, you are a candy holic enabler.
Yeah.
That makes it bad. Sorry, candy corn. All right. So number three on our list, near and dear to my heart, we have the Milky Way. Not the Mickley Way, but the Milky Way.
Yeah. Typo in the show notes.
So this is like nougat and caramel. It's covered in chocolate. It's like Three Musketeers plus caramel.
So this is a Three Musketeers. It is. It's a Three Musketeers three plus Musketeers. Caramel. You said it's worse than a Three Musketeers? No, I'm with Coyle here. I actually really like Milky Ways. Mm-hmm. Now, Milky Way Midnight, way better.
But these are...
What is that?
It's dark chocolate.
But the nougat, though, is more white. So I don't know
fluffier.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't sure with that. But these literally are. They're the same candy bar. This just says caramel on top. Mm-hmm. That's the only difference.
Right.
Which I like these. not the, I mean, I would definitely eat a Milky Way over a Three Musketeer.
Yeah, for sure. Like 99 times out of 100.
Ryan is vehemently shaking his head no. No.
I did express how much I like Milky Ways, though. I mean, Three Musketeers.
Three Musketeers.
Yeah, so you like Milky Ways is what you're really saying.
I do like Milky Ways.
Yeah, better than Three Musketeers. No. So the deck that I compared this to, again, near and dear to my heart, Milky Ways to me are like mono black reanimator decks. Smooth operating, straightforward, all good, nothing bad. And again, like you said, Midnight Milky Ways, the darker, the better.
Are you a dark chocolate fan?
I love dark
chocolate.
Okay,
I don't know why I thought that you didn't. I love dark chocolate. So this deck to me, it's like most people wouldn't say no to a Milky Way. They would say, yeah, this is fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like this. Mm-hmm. So to me, I felt that this represents like the top commanders on EDH track. It's okay. Like, this is good.
This is Golos?
Maybe not Golos exactly.
This is,
but
more
it represents it. Yeah, for okay. Sure. Yeah, yeah. Because now we have Sultai Reanimator, right. Just a take it or leave it deck. No, I'm kidding. No, I think that it's good. No one would say no if someone sat down to play it or play against it. They'd be like, yeah, this is fun.
Yeah,
this is great. Let's I'm gonna have a good time, mm-hmm. And it's delicious, and it's good.
Yeah,
that's what I think the Milky Way represents.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
All right, so now we are at number two, a huge fan favorite for a lot of people. Not us, I bet you.
Not me.
And not me. This is the Snickers.
That's right.
So it's the candy bar that has nougat and caramel and nuts.
Why? Why do they have nuts?
I do not like Snickers.
Nope.
I don't like when they're the full-size bar. I don't like the fun-size bar. But, you know, they've got a lot happening, right? So to me, I felt like this was... This one, because of the way it makes me feel when I'm given one. Mm-hmm. No, I'm just kidding. When if I had the choice and someone said, this is the candy you get, I'd be mm-hmm. like, man, this is not what I wanted. I'm gonna Omnath locus of rage over this candy.
You're gonna rage over it? Yeah. This is you just described it in such a nonchalant, like, I don't really like this candy, I don't even want it. I'm raging over it.
So the reason why is The deck is good, mm-hmm. huge, like wildly popular, and mm-hmm. a lot of people play it, and the deck can do a lot of things, and sometimes it can get nutty.
That's pretty funny. I'm laughing internally, like a lot at that one. I approve. See, for me, Snickers, again, has nuts, and as I've claimed many, many times already in this episode, nuts aren't doing it for me. So I compared this to that one deck that just unneedily has pillow fort pieces in it. It's just, you don't need the pillow fort pieces in it. I don't know why you're playing pillow fort pieces.
They just put a propaganda in because they were
in those colors. Yeah. They're like, oh yeah, I'm going to put this out here. So it's like, why is that there? That could have been any other card. You're not playing Pillow Fort.
It's messing with your strategy.
It's, well, I usually don't play swing decks very much. So yeah. It doesn't even mess with my strategy. It's just like, why? There are decks where Pillow Fort should be in it. And there are decks where Pillow Fort shouldn't be. And Snickers is that deck where you have Pillow Fort pieces in there that just don't belong.
Yeah. I don't think there's anything. I don't know if they've done varieties of Snickers. Is there like a Midnight Snickers? I'm sure most likely. I'm sure they've been there. I don't think changing the flavor of the chocolate is going to do it for me.
No.
I'm just not interested in this.
Nope. So I think there is a peanut butter one that doesn't have peanuts in it though.
But there's just like peanut butter flavoring.
Peanut butter cream or something inside of it.
Well, I would try that over having the actual peanuts in mm-hmm. it. They get mm-hmm. like stuck in your teeth and it's a whole thing.
Texture, it's terrible. Hate it.
That's not so much texture. I don't want to have to brush my teeth immediately after eating.
That's fair something. Enough. That being said, your dentist would probably want you to brush your teeth after eating candy.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, listen to your dentist. There was a dentist in my neighborhood.
Turn your candy into Coyle's dentist.
My kid's dentist that I no longer go to anymore. There was a dentist in my neighborhood that gave out toothbrushes one year.
I have had that happen.
And that was bad the one year. And I think he got his house teepeed because he wasn't giving out candy. He was giving out toothbrushes and everyone got upset at that. But the next year he gave out toothbrushes and king size candy bars.
So I grew up in a house that gave out king size candy bars.
Okay.
But we lived, so we were not in the middle of a neighborhood mm-hmm. and our neighborhood didn't have sidewalks.
Okay.
So I grew up in a neighborhood that that you grew up in a neighborhood that didn't have sidewalks.
That's
either.
Correct. Still there.
Yeah, you're still in the same neighborhood. You just moved a couple houses down.
I did.
So I grew up without sidewalks, but I was very close. We were like the fourth house in from the main road. Mm-hmm. So no one ever walked all the way down towards the main road because it was much easier to hit a ton of houses in the center of the neighborhood.
Right.
So my parents, like the thing to get people to come back, to get the kids to come back so they could give out candy, was to give out king size candy bars.
Gotcha.
So I understood much later in life the reason why we gave out king size versus the fun size. Mm-hmm. And it was just to get people to actually walk that way.
You're bribing them.
Yeah, Guafa Hazid style. Please come back and we'll give you this candy, but don't come back until next year.
Right.
Yeah.
Interesting. All right. We've gone through 14 of the top 15 on this list for favorite candies.
Before we hit number one, have we hit your top?
Yeah.
Three Musketeers was number 15.
Oh, that was number one. Oh, I thought that was in your top five.
That was number one.
Yeah. It was number one, solid.
Number three is number one.
I just can't think of the other one, but...
Okay. Yeah. Well, why don't you tell us what number one is?
So number one is my number one for sure.
It's not my number one. I really like them though.
Yeah. So number one is, again, possessive, Reese's peanut butter cups. So
it's the full cup.
Just the perfect combination of chocolate and peanut butter. Now, alone the chocolate and alone the peanut butter, personally, I think is not very good. If you try to eat the chocolate alone, I've dissected Reese's cups before and just eaten the chocolate and then just eaten the peanut butter, and I don't really like it that much. The peanut butter has a lot of sugar in it, by the way.
The peanut butter is gritty.
Yeah, it is also gritty. So the way that I mean, do you like Reese's peanut butter cups?
No, I do like peanut butter cups. Yeah, but I have to eat them. Like, I can't do that whole dissecting thing. I have to eat them together. But these are also, I can really only have one.
Okay.
Like how many come in the sleeve? Three?
Three.
Three. I can only eat two at most. Like, okay. I really can't. Like, it's usually one or two and I'm done. I don't eat
used
all
to be
three.
Two. The king size have three, though. I guess there's like a regular size and a king size. There's also big cups and there's like Reese's sticks.
They have the
too,
skinny
and...
ones that are dark chocolate. Mm-hmm. They've got they've got the little ones that come out the little individually wrapped ones.
Yeah. The little tiny cup. I think they're just minis.
The minis.
Yeah. During Halloween, they have like the pumpkins that are just like a ton of peanut butter in
Easter,
the middle.
Easter eggs. Has the eggs.
Yeah. I like all of them. The sticks, I like the most. It's like a nutty bar, like a Little Debbie nutty bar, yeah. But way more chocolate and peanut butter and less airy. I like those the best. But anyway, Reese's peanut butter cups, my favorite candy, but just like the chocolate by itself and peanut butter by itself, I do think that like Pier, Imagine a Rascal, and Toothy, the imagination creature that I can't think of the title of its name for.
Toothy Imaginary Friend?
Imaginary Friend. aren't that great by themselves, but together, just a magical, magical pairing.
So I said that this candy's a crowd pleaser. Everybody likes it.
For sure.
And I mean, who doesn't want one of these? And so Kenrith, the Return King, kind of does a little bit of everything.
Okay.
So you can build a deck that does, you know, reanimate or draws cards or puts counters on it or gains life. You got the, you know, you're going to please pretty much everybody who, if someone said you need to build a deck and your deck is Kenrith, you can do anything.
Yes, you can.
You can pretty much do anything. So it's a crowd pleaser commander. No one gets upset when they see Kenrith. They're like, it does a bunch of stuff, you know, and I wonder what variety it's going to be of Kenrith. Mm-hmm. And it's not just specifically doing counters or specifically doing this.
No, I have seen a Kenrith deck that's like target permanence, and then like whenever you target this, destroy it, or whenever you target it, you steal it or something like
Will Bender and stuff. Yeah.
Those Kenrith decks deserve a special place on the shelf.
But it pleased somebody.
It pleased the person playing it.
Right. Right. So they were excited, right? So they wanted to eat that Reese's peanut butter cup.
They did, and they didn't want to share. They wanted to eat their own cup. They wanted to eat their cup. They wanted to eat they wanted to eat Ryan's payday even.
They did. They stole Ryan's payday. So
wow.
I hope you all enjoyed this list and all of the commanders that we associated with these candies. And
we did.
Tell us if we got the flavors right. What commanders do you think encapsulate the essence of these popular Halloween candies? Tweet at us with hashtag
Halloween MTG.
anything but Payday?
Yeah, no, seriously.
Hashtag
down with Payday.
Down with Payday.
I don't know if we want to start a Twitter war with Payday or not.
Start a Twitter war.
what company produces Paydays? Is it Mars? Is it Mars Bar?
It might be Mars. It's not Hershey.
It's the Hershey Company.
Oh my gosh, I was wrong.
Well, they make Payday. They also make Hershey bars. So
they have a park though where the traffic lights are Hershey Kisses.
Yeah, but Reese's is Hershey, right? I believe it is.
I thought Reese's is Hershey.
Yeah, they're Hershey.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they've got some redeeming candies and some just
They're my favorite.
Why'd you do that?
Oh my God. So
why'd
good.
You do that? So, so well, that's it for our show this week. We hope you all have a happy Halloween. If you're doing anything, please stay safe and healthy. Don't forget, we stream Commander gameplay every Thursday at twitch.tv/ATFlory. This week, we're going to be playing Commander with Jim from the Spike Feeders and Dan from Moderately Anonymous MTG. You can find them online on Twitter at that handle. They're also going to be I think I'm going to be playing with them on Friday as well. And we want to thank you all for listening. If you want to contact us, you can find our podcast online at theguardianprojectpodcast.com. You can find our social media on Twitter at Guardian Pod and our gameplay videos on YouTube at youtube.com/theguardianproject.
Woo!
Woohoo! That you can find yeah, nice URL. You can find me on Twitter at @ATFlory.
And you can find me on Twitter at @WormcoilEngine.
And you can email us at guardianprojectpod@gmail.com. Enjoy your candy, don't eat too much, and we'll chat with you all next week.
Happy Halloween.
Bye.
Boo. Did I scurry you?